Hi, I'm Dave Clemens. It's time now for your Water Wise Tip of the Week. Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager here once again. He's from the city of Bend. Does every city have a water, what are you again, Water Conservation Manager?
They've got something like me.
Okay.
Yeah, some
but version it might be called something different.
Exactly, yeah.
All the towns.
Yep. So any water provider, whether you're like an irrigation district or a utility, municipal utility, you've got to have someone handling conservation.
And they're all gearing up for spring right now. Today's topic, spring startups, inspect, connect, direct. What in the world does that mean?
Well, let me tell you. So, you know, the weather's warming up and we're turning on our irrigation systems. We've already seen some come on already and we had snow last week. So yeah, it's that time. And so what we're doing is just getting a jump on making sure that, you know, things don't go haywire during the winter and that we're ready to irrigate this season efficiently. And
sure.
So the inspect is pretty straightforward. That's just, let's turn on the system and take 5 minutes and walk
through
each station.
Make sure everything's working properly, right?
Exactly. Are all our zones coming on? Did the controller lose, power and our schedules kaput, you know?
Sure.
Let's make sure everything's ready and functioning and operating properly. The connect is kind of funny. So you want to, as you're inspecting, you want to check around the actual sprinkler heads themselves, but also that big green box that's in the ground, your valve box.
Mm-hmm.
Flip that baby open and start looking at your valve assembly. Those are all threaded connections around those valves. And, during that freeze thaw in the winter, if there's any residual water in there, you could actually have leaks in your valve system that you wouldn't know about until it's too late and you have a huge bill. So,
sure.
Make sure all your connections are tight. Then the third part is, direct. So once you make sure everything's working properly, get out there and adjust those sprinklers so they're just hitting the landscape, folks. You've probably heard us talk about our water waste code and keeping water out of the street and how much water is wasted through that. So get out there. Make sure all the sprinklers are the right angle and directed towards the plants they're supposed to be watering and not hitting the sidewalk, the streets, or your house or your car even.
Sure.
That happens all the time too. So all these simple little things will get you on the right track for spring and save you water over the course of the summer.
Now, I know that if you've got water going out on the street or whatever, sometimes you guys will come by and say, hey, you can't do that or whatever.
Yeah.
But I've got this neighbor that keeps parking in front of my house. Could I just point my sprinkler at it, like, just for a day, just to mess with them?
I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
But you do what works for you, Dave.
No, we don't want to waste that water. But please stop parking in front of my house. And that's going to do it for today's WaterWise Tip. We've been talking to Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. Thanks for coming in.
Cheers, Dave. Thanks.